Bonneville. The tension was palpable among some MD of Bonneville Council members that were trying to decide whether or not they should rescind the municipality's financial assistance for victims of fire policy on November 23. "I am just so opposed to this, it's not even funny," said Cowan. Darcy Scarson, adding that he did not understand why discontinuing the policy was up for consideration. Sal Alhagen noted that the decision to remove the policy was based on a direction given by council during a pre-budget workshop in October. Hagen referred to a comment made by Reeve Barry Kalinske, who stated it was time for the policy to go. "The policy to assist victims of fire in the MD is a municipal grant program that allows the SAO to authorize a one-time bursary in the amount of $2,500 to victims of fire that meet the criteria outlined within the policy," states municipal documents. Scarson shared with council, "I've handed out this check a couple times and it sure puts a smile on the face of people who lost homes. It sure helps them out in the interim. To me, it's a small price to pay unless we are looking for money to cover our capital expenses. I don't know why we would do this." Last year, 6 checks were given out under the financial assistance policy for a total of $15,000, according to MD administration. Cowan. Mike Kraviak noted that he agreed with Scarson and was not in favor of the policy being discontinued. "This direction was received from council at the pre-budget workshop. We have also passed in the budget a methodology by which we will be sending out invoicing for fires," said Hagen, reiterating why the item was brought before council. The SAO noted a new policy that would see residents invoiced for the use of fire service apparatuses will be brought before council in December or early January. "We are handing out $2,500 checks to people when they've had a fire, and now council also agreed to try and recoup those costs by sending out invoicing. The two are mutually exclusive ideas," said Hagen. "It would seem odd to me that we would send a check to somebody and send them a bill afterwards." As council discussed the merit of the policy, the SAO noted that the continuation of the fire assistance policy was not factored into the 2023 budget that was passed by council earlier that same day. In the end, council voted in favor of tabling the motion of whether to rescind the financial assistance for victims of fire policy to the January 10, 2023, regular meeting of council. Councillors not in favor of tabling the discussion included Scarson, Deputy Reeve Ben Fadiev, and Cowan. Don Slipchik. Council members that agreed to table the motion were Reeve Barry Kalinske, and Councillors Kraviak, Dana Swigart, and Josh Crick.